Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to work on a vowel team, but before we get started, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It's okay, you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And please write neatly. I'm writing my name, you write your name. When you have finished writing your name, you may put your pencil down. We are going to do some coloring first. So our first vowel team, or the vowel team that we're going to work on today, is the E-A vowel team. And it sounds like this, E. So I'm going to sound out one of the words that matches one of the pictures in our picture, in our big picture, and you find it for me. Ready? Here we go. R-E-D. R-E-D. Read. Who is going to read that book? Yes, that boy. So let's color the book. Let's do blue. Find some kind of a blue crayon for me. Any kind of blue will work. And let's color the book and the pages and the spine blue. Go ahead and begin if you haven't. I'm still looking for it. There I go. I found a blue crayon. All right. So read has our vowel team, E-A. You can't hear the A. You just hear E, or E-D. That's it. All you hear is the E. But I promise you, there's a silent A in there. When we write the word read, or we spell the word read, or we read the word read, it has E-A, or E-D, read. Yep. It's a vowel team. It's a vowel team. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about it, but take 3 more seconds for your book, making it blue. 3, 2, 1. All right, go ahead and put down your blue crayon, and let's see if you can find this one, this picture. It has our E-A vowel team also. O-E-F. O-E-F. Leaf. Look at all of them, boys and girls. We need to color. If you see a leaf, we need to color it green. If you see a leaf, color it green. Any kind of leaf. Any kind of green will do for any kind of leaf. I almost said any kind of leaf, but that's what I mean. Any kind of leaf, as long as you color it green. So go ahead. If you haven't started, any kind of green will work on the picture of a leaf. We have a lot of them. Get going. This is going to take a while. All right. So leaf. If I sound it out, I only hear 3 sounds. L-E-F. But I promise you, there is an A in there that we cannot hear. L-E-F. You can't hear the A, but I promise you it is there. It is there. Now, what we call that is a vowel team, and you might have heard this in your class or somewhere else. I was thinking maybe on the radio, but probably not. But what I tell my class is, usually, most of the time, a vowel team has 2 vowels, and our vowels are A, E, I, O, U. And the first vowel, when you have a team, the first vowel does the talking, and the second one goes walking. So I have this little song that I sing, and you might have heard it before, but I'm going to sing it again. And if you want to join in, you just whisper right along. Ready? I see 2 vowels. I see 2 vowels. I hear 1. That's it, just 1. I hear 1. The first one does the talking. The second one goes walking. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So when you have the word leaf, The first vowel is the E, and the second vowel is the A, and you cannot hear it. It goes walking. Bye-bye. See you later. It's important to be able to read it and spell it, but it doesn't make a sound. It goes walking. E. All we hear is that first one, the E. He gets to do all the talking. E. Leaf. All right. I'm getting close to finishing all the green. Oh, every time I see a leaf, I color it green. Leaf. Leaves also has our EA vowel team. Leaves. E. You can hear the E, but there's also a what? Yes, an A. EA. You're getting it. All right. I have finished coloring all of my green leaves. All of them. Every leaf is green. It's true. I'll give you 5 more seconds. 5. It's okay if you're not finished. 4. We can finish later. 3. 2. And 1. Okay. Will you look and see if you can find this word? This one might be a little tricky. Here we go. Eek. Eek. There is a leak in our picture. There's a water leak in our picture. Do you see it? Yes, see that hose? What's at the top? Yes, that's a leak. It's not even plugged into anything. It's not even hooked up to anything, but water's coming out of it. There's a leak. Let's color the water, of course. Let's color the water blue. So I'm going to use a turquoise blue this time, but you can use any kind of blue. We'll color those water droplets. There's just 2 of them, blue. For leak, leak, the hose has a leak. And then let's color the hose. Oh, we already used green and we already used blue. Let's do a red hose, you know, like fire engine red. Find a red crayon, any kind of red you can find. And let's color the hose where the leak is coming out of. Let's color it red. There is a leak. Now when I sound out leak, you can only hear 3 sounds, eek, but we know there's a vowel team. What's the vowel team? E what? A, you got it. We can't hear the A. It went walking, bye-bye, but it's actually there. It's there. The sound went walking. The A doesn't say anything at all, the poor A. That's how I used to be when I was a kid. I never said anything. And then I grew up and I'm making up for all the times I never talked. And now I'm the first one. I'm the first vowel. I do all the talking, all the time. Eek. It has 3 sounds, but how many letters are in that word? 4. E has an E-A. K. K. Leak. 3 sounds, but 4 letters because it has a vowel team. All right. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. See if you can find this picture. Ready? Peach. 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 There are 2 of them. There are 2 peaches on the blanket. They kind of look like apples, but they're not. They're peaches. What color do you think we should color peaches? Yeah, peach. But I don't have a peach, so I'm going to use my orange crayon. So if you can find your orange crayon, let's color the 2 peaches orange. I found my yellow orange crayon. That's what I'm going to use. Peach. When you sound it out, peach. It has our vowel team, but all you can hear is the E sound in the middle. Peach. So what's the vowel team in the middle of peach? E-A, you got it. We get it. All right, so I have a yellow-orange peach and another yellow-orange peach. They're sitting on the blanket together. We're coloring them yellow-orange. Peach has an E-A vowel team. Reed has an E-A vowel team. How about a leek? Yes, it has an EA vowel team. And what about leaf? Yes, it has an EA vowel team. Take 2 more seconds for your peaches. Two, one, and let's color those leaves on the peaches green because we want them to be, yellow leafy greens. So I've got my light yellow. Color the leaves green. Now we have leaves again. Leaves again. Yep, that has our same vowel team, EA vowel team. All right. Read, leek, leaf, peach. All of these have our EA vowel team. Now let's put down our crayons. Finished or not, put down your crayons and find your pencil. I am going to help you with the bottom part of our listen and learn activity. Let's find number one. If you look at number one and go across, you're going to see a bunch of pictures. I am going to name that picture for you. I want you to circle it if you hear the long E sound. If you hear our vowel sound E, like in leek and peach and reed. Here we go. Number one, that's a cup of tea. Tea. Yes, circle the picture of the cup of tea. E has our vowel team. The next picture shows a bed. B-ed. You're right, it does have an E sound. It says eh. But is that the sound we're listening for today? No, so leave the bed alone. That's a short E sound. We want it to sound like this, E, the long E. Our next picture shows a hen. N. Nope, leave it alone. Our next picture is bean. B-een. Yes, good. I circled it too. Our next picture is a net. N-et. Net. Nope, leave it alone. And our last picture is a string of beads. Bead. B-eed. Yes, I did too. I circled it too. So you should have circled tea, the cup of tea, the bean, and the beads. All right, let's try number two. Let's read this. Let's read the word. Eel. Real. Yes, let's get real. Boys and girls, will you trace the circle around the EA vowel team? You can't hear the A, but it's there. Scoot across. Let's fill in the missing vowel team. We have an R already there. You write E. A, and then we have our L, real. Now move over and write the word real all on your own. E, don't forget your A. Even though you can't hear it, you gotta write it. O, L, let's check it. You should have written R, E, A, L, real. Let's get real. Number three, let's read this word. Eat, meat. Do you eat meat? Some people do not. Let's trace the circle around the EA. Eat. Now scoot over. Let's fill in the missing letters, the missing vowel team. We have an M. We need to write E, A, and the T is already there. Scoot over. Let's write meat. E. And what letter do we need to write, even though we cannot hear it? The A. T. Let's check it. You should have written M-E-A-T. Meat. Number four. What is that a picture of? Leaf. Let's write it. O-L-E. But we know it's just not an E. We have to have our A. F, leaf. Let's check it. You should have L, E, A, F, leaf. And number five, read. Let's write it. R, E. Don't forget A, D, D. Read. Let's check it. You should have R, E, A, D. Read. So our vowel team today was E, A. It's the long E vowel sound. It says E. E, A says E. You did it. I did it. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we. Rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.